President Trump takes the lead for a lap at Daytona 500 in the Beast. By Warner Todd Houston on February 16, 2020. President Donald Trump became only the second U.S. president to attend the Daytona 500 on Sunday. But he did so in style by taking the Beast presidential limo for a lap around the track ahead of this year's race. With First Lady Melania Trump sitting beside him, the president rode the 18-foot-long limo around the track as the race crews prepared to for one of the nation's top auto races. The Beast limo is quite a machine. Weighing in at 22,000 pounds of armor and bulletproof glass, the two-year-old limo is built on a Cadillac CT6 stretch sedan that seats seven. The car is built to deter any attacker. The $1.5 million armored car can spew a smokescreen and an oil slick in its wake to thwart chasing cars, not to mention firing tear gas to disperse attackers. It also has super-wide, run-flat tires to rumble over and beyond road obstructions. In addition, the door handles are rigged to give an electric shock to unwanted intruders, and the car is even equipped to send the nuclear launch codes if need be. There is also a refrigerated compartment carrying a supply of the president's blood type and other medical and first aid necessities if the worst happens. The Beast was built by GM as part of a 12-car contract worth $15.8 million. This year, President Trump also issued the Start Your Engines call and wished the drivers a safe and successful race. George W. Bush was the first president to attend the Daytona 500 when he issued the call to start engines in 2004. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook.com/Warner.Todd.Houston.